Hey guys, so today we're back with another podcast and we will be discussing with Cassius about all the drama started with forming the conspiracy.
So everyone give a warm welcome to Mr. Cassius.
Hello, it is so great to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
It's great to have you.
Let's get this interview started.
That sounds like a good idea.
So when I was in town, I saw Flavius and Marellus undressing all the statues and taking down all of the decorations for Caesar. And I was just wondering how you might feel about that.
I think it's great that they were doing that. Caesar doesn't deserve to have the town decorated for him.
So how did you feel when you found out that Caesar was going to be king?
Terrible. He didn't deserve it at all. Caesar was a very selfish man, and he wasn't even king material. He was a baby.
Ooh, shots fired.
And so, that is why I decided to kill him.
But isn't that a little harsh?
Not at all. He deserved it.
Why did you decide to bring your friend Brutus into all of this? I mean, like, why would you want to bring a friend, or so-called friend, to be in this terrible situation? Like, that's just not nice of you. Like, that's not what a true friend does.
He made everything we did seem harmless, like if it was right. And if we didn't have him involved, I don't think that the plan would have went through.
Don't you feel bad that you kind of played him into doing this, though?
Not at all. All I think, he knew what we were doing all along, and he secretly wanted to do it, too. But he was just too scared to do it alone.
All right, so take us back to the very beginning, because I want to know the full story.
All right. If you say so. I asked Brutus if he was going to go to the race, and he told me no. And so, the curious of me, I asked why, and he said that he had some stuff going on in his mind. And so, as a good friend, we talked about it, how he wasn't feeling like himself, which made me curious. And then, he mentioned that he was scared, that they had made Caesar king. And then he said that he would do anything for the good of Rome, and that he would do it even if it meant his death. And I went on to tell him how I saved Caesar from drowning. Then Caesar got an award we had missed, what had happened during the race because we were talking. And I asked Brutus to talk to Casca about what had happened. And that is when Casca told him that Caesar had been offered to be crowned king. And I asked why people were shouting, and turns out he had been offered the crown not once, not twice, but three times. Then it got later, and we decided to go home. Just think a little bit about what we should do for the good of Rome.
Oh my goodness, I'm on the edge of my seat on that one, man.
I really want to know more about this story, please.
Okay, if you guys say so. So, this is the next day, and I first met up with Casca, and we were talking, and Casca brought up how he heard that the senators, and they planned to crown him tomorrow, in anywhere except in Italy. And then I said, I'm going to wear this dagger and kill myself to save myself from slavery. And Casca agreed with me, and I had talked to some of the most noblest Romans earlier in the day, and I asked them to join me in an honorable but dangerous mission. And now they are waiting for me on the porch outside Pompey's theater and asked for him to join us. And we were on our way when Cinna walked up to me, and he came to me about asking Brutus to join. And he informed me that everyone was ready and they're set for Metellus Cimber. And then I left to go get Brutus to join, and I assured Casca that he was right about how much we needed Brutus on our side. And it was midnight, but he wanted him to be on our side before daylight, and that is about it.
So now that we know the story, let's make sure we get it right. So what happened at the very beginning?
Okay, so we're just going to do a short little summary about the story. And so basically, the first question that I asked him was about Flavius Amaryllis undressing all the statues and just taking down all the decorations for Caesar and stuff like that. And I asked him how he felt about it, and he thought it was great because he doesn't think that Caesar deserves to have the town decorated for him. And whenever I asked him how he felt that Caesar was going to be king, he said that he felt terrible and that Caesar didn't deserve it at all. And that he said specifically that he was a baby. And then I asked him why he decided to bring Brutus into it. And he said that he made everything seem harmless, and he just kind of was a cover-up for the whole thing. Brutus was a very noble person, and he was very honorable, and he could make this situation look more like a sacrifice and not a murder.
Yeah, unlike you, I feel like Brutus was, like, the most noblest Roman, so I feel like he wouldn't have a part in this. But apparently, coming from Cassius, he secretly wanted to do it, which actually kind of shocks me.
It kind of shocks me, too. A little bit, but I kind of feel deep down inside that he wanted to do it, just because I think he was jealous of Caesar. I mean, I think everybody was in this. So, those are my opinions on this.
Yeah. And then what happened after that?
So, I asked Cassius just to take us back to the very beginning, because I really, really wanted to have a good idea about everything that went on, and I wanted to have his point of view of the whole entire story, just because we had interviewed Brutus in the past, and I just wanted to know his side of it, because I've heard Brutus's side of it. And so he just explained everything that happened, how it led up to the conspiracy, and why he decided to do it, and he just kept explaining that, and then after that, that's really it. That's all we really talked about. So, in all, I think this was a really good interview, and I think that now that we have a good idea of what really happened, we can make a decision on who we believe.
Yeah, I think it's good that we're getting Cassius's side of the story so the plebeians know, and when this podcast goes out tomorrow, I think it'll be really good.
I think that they will think of them differently if they listen to this, just because they know the true inside of what happened.
Yeah, I do too. Is there anything we missed, Cassius?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you for spilling the tea here with us today.
Yeah, we really loved having you here, and I'm sure that the audience did too. You really spilled the tea on all that.
I love being here. It was a great experience. I like getting stuff off my chest that just feels heavy every time I do something bad.
Well, that's it for today. We'll spill more tea tomorrow. Have a great day.
This was our 10th grade English project. We were supposed to make a podcast over the Act 1 of Julius Caesar, and it was scenes 1 through 3, so we did them all. And the script was written by myself, Reagan Terrell, and Hannah McKnight, and Enrique Martinez played the big role of Cassius, and me and Hannah were the interviewers, and I think it went really good, and it was a different assignment, and I liked it.
I feel the same way.